It's here and now. Meb Keflezighi is one of the greatest American distance runners ever. He's the only person to win the New York and Boston marathons and an Olympic medal in the 26.2-mile event. Keflezighi doesn't compete anymore, but he travels the country to greet fans at races. And he has summed up his storied career in a new book. Here and now's Alex Ashlock reports.
Meb Keflezighi ran his final career marathon in New York City in 2017. It was his 26th, which lends itself to the title of his new book written with Scott Douglas. It's called 26 Marathons, What I Learned About Faith, Identity, Running, and Life from My Marathon Career. That career started and nearly ended with how bad Keflezighi felt after his very first 26.2-mile race.
In 2002, my first marathon in New York, I thought I was going to have a chance of winning it. I went for it, and I got down to four people. And then eventually I hit the wall about 18, 19 miles and got slower and slower. And it was torture getting to that finish line. This is the worst thing ever. This is my first and last marathon. I never want to do this again.
Keflezighi was born in Eritrea, but he and his family fled that African country due to civil war. Eventually, they settled in San Diego. He became a U.S. citizen, was a running star at UCLA, and made the Olympic team for the first time in 2000. After that disappointing experience in New York City in 2002, Keflezighi went back home and found new perspective.
I went to Eritrea 2 weeks later, and for the first time where I was born. I lived there for 10 years, and I saw how people were surviving day in, day out, through the sunrise, sunset, all the work they need to do, and going to climbing trees to get bark or leaves from the trees, or going to the well and get water, carry it to their villages. And I say, you know what? That 40-minute, 50-minute discomfort that I went in the marathon, nobody told me to do a marathon. It was a personal choice. So I decided to say, you know what? I guess the pain wasn't that bad, so I need to go back. And then I remember coming back excited and like, hey, coach, I'm doing for another marathon. He's like, what got into you? I'm like, well, this happened. And I kind of realized I took for granted what I am able to do, and I kept going.
Keflezighi won his Olympic medal, finishing second in Athens in the marathon in 2004. Then came more marathons in Boston and London. But Keflezighi struggled with injuries before he finally had his breakthrough, coming full circle and winning the 2009 New York City Marathon, where his career had started.
It was a dream come true, and that's the marathon that I wanted to win. That was my first one. I thought I could do it, but I didn't. I got second place, third place, and after about a year and a half of physical therapy, nothing in marathon is guaranteed, nothing in life is guaranteed, but if you work hard, do the best that you can, and my dream became a reality by winning the November 1st New York City Marathon.
He made the Olympic team again in 2012, but just missed a medal in the London Marathon, finishing fourth. A year later, Keflezighi was injured again, but he was in Boston when two bombs exploded near the finish line, killing three people and injuring more than 260 others. That night, he told a reporter, he wanted to come back to win the marathon for the people of Boston in 2014. And that's exactly what he did.
There's the line. He's across.
Before the race got underway, Keflezighi scribbled the names of the bombing victims on his bib number. Then he ran away from a world-class field to become the first American man to win the Boston Marathon in 31 years.
People were excited, doing the waves, chanting USA, USA. I got inspired. I'm like, USA, USA with them. And, you know, got home to be able to pull the victory, not only for myself, but for the families and for the city of and the international community running. And I feel blessed that God gave me that chance to be able to, you know, it's not for lack of trying in the past, but there was a greater purpose on that day. So just an honor and privilege to be able to pull the victory for all of us.
Today, Keflezighi says people are still approaching him to tell him their stories of watching that 2014 race.
The people tell you those stories. They, you know, you make appearances. And, oh, I was at work, and I was screaming at the computer, and more people came to watch me, and then they saw your victory. And so it kind of connected people to many things, whether it's runners or non-runners.
After 2014 in Boston, Keflezighi kept running. He made his fourth and final Olympic team in 2016, and finished 33rd in the marathon in Rio. He struggled to finish that race, stopping almost every mile in the later stages. But he writes that runners from Peru, South Africa, and other countries encouraged him to keep going as they passed him. It felt, he says, like they were giving him a global victory lap. After that, Keflezighi ran Boston one more time in 2017, and then later that year, wrapped it all up in New York, where his career had started.
What lessons do you want ordinary runners
or even people who aren't athletes, maybe, to take away from your book and from your life experiences?
Well, a marathon is a metaphor for life, and life is not easy. Marathon is not easy. But through hard work and keeping the spirit up, be the best that you can be that day, even though things are not going your well, stick to it. When you finish, you can evaluate what are the three things positive, what are the three things that are negative, and change. We humans, we make mistakes, but if we modify, we can be a better us, and that's what I want people to get out of the book.
Keflezighi is retired now, but he's still running, and he's always going to be one of the sport's biggest cheerleaders. If you're lucky, you might see him at your next finish line. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.
To read an excerpt of Meb Keflezighi's book, go to hereandnow.org.